The following day, Magistrate Judge Christine Harris-Schultz set a surety bond for Martin at $50,000, which allows for the defendant to post 10% of the bond, or $5,000, to be released. Harris-Schultz did set conditions, including that Martin wear a GPS monitor and not contact the alleged victim or have unsupervised contact with minors, according to Fox News. Martin remains in jail on a $50,000 bond for the sexual assault charge and $10,000 for his alleged failure to register as a sex offender, Fox News reports. His next court hearing on the assault charge is scheduled for January 20. Judge Harris-Schultz told the outlet via phone call that she did everything to code. "As a judge, I follow the code of criminal procedure, in every case," she explained Fox News. "And in determining the amount and the conditions of bail, I consider the financial resources and their ability to make bail, and the safety of the community and the alleged victim as well." Barry said that low bonds are dismaying to officers. "One of the officers I've talked to involved in this case is deeply hurt," he explained. "They spent a lot of time with the victim in this case, and they feel hopeless." Barry, a Republican candidate for the Texas state legislature, indicated the problem rests with Austin City Council, which appoints judges. He told Fox News he feels the body has a relaxed attitude toward crime. Breitbart News previously reported the city council voted to slash $150 million from the city's police budget in August of 2020. "The culture has really got to change," Barry said. "I think the city of Austin, our elected officials, really got to stop meddling and stop giving woke dictations to our magistrates."